Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Iowa State faculty admit they denied tenure to scientist despite his exceeding university requirements because he was an intelligent design proponent. Astronomer and professor Dr. Guillermo Gonzalez, co-author of The Privileged Planet and an advocate of the scientific theory of intelligent design, has been denied tenure by Iowa State University even though he has met or exceeded every required standard for tenure approval. According to Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture, where Dr. Gonzalez is a senior fellow, the denial of tenure is a blatant discrimination and violates both academic freedom and free speech rights of Dr. Gonzalez. Rejection of Gonzalez's tenure application is all the more incredible given the fact that Gonzalez exceeds the number of peer-reviewed journal publications required by his department to meet its standard of excellence in research. CSC attorney Casey Luskin explains.
This wouldn't be so eyebrow-raising were it not for the fact that Gonzalez published 350% more peer-reviewed research articles than is normally required by his university's department to gain tenure. Not only that, but his scientific work has been cited nearly 1,500 times in other scientific articles and has been favorably reviewed in the top science journals like Science and Nature.
Dr. Gonzalez has an impressive list of achievements, including 68 peer-reviewed scientific articles, a college-level astronomy textbook published by Cambridge University Press, spearheading research that led to the discovery of two new planets, being asked to serve as referee for a number of leading scientific publications, research featured in Science, Nature, and on the cover of Scientific American, and he is the co-discoverer of the galactic habitable zone, a phrase that he coined. The story is beginning to spread beyond Iowa, where it has been covered in numerous newspapers and discussed on various radio talk shows. Now, weekly news magazine World has published an article, and others are forthcoming from leading science journal Nature and also the Chronicle of Higher Education. Radio talk shows around the country are beginning to discuss the issue as well. In an interesting new development, World Magazine is reporting that two of the Iowa State University faculty members who voted against giving Gonzalez tenure now admit that his advocacy of intelligent design indeed did play a role in their denial of tenure. This would seem to contradict previous statements from the university. The two faculty members' admission follows the discovery earlier this week that other tenured astronomers in Gonzalez's department have also been tied to anti-ID bias. Once again, here's Casey Luskin.
Two tenured astronomy professors in his own department have connections to a list promoted by the NCSE denouncing intelligent design as, quote, creationist pseudoscience, unquote. So there do seem to be strong reasons to suspect that the reasons that Guillermo Gonzalez was denied tenure may have more to do with dislike for his views on intelligent design than the actual quality of his work.
Here is what you can do to help Guillermo Gonzalez in his fight for academic freedom. The decision to deny his tenure is currently under appeal before the president of Iowa State University. You can call President Jeffrey L. Jeffroy at 515-294-2042. That's 515-294-2042. Or you can email him at president@iastate.edu. That's president@iastate.edu. Let President Jeffroy know that you support Guillermo Gonzalez, you support his academic freedom, and his right to follow the evidence wherever it leads. For more information and daily updates on Gonzalez's tenure appeal, visit Evolution News and Views at www.evolutionnews.org. I'm Robert Crowther, reporting for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.